Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Weishaupt. Today, we are concluding our controversial discussion. That's right, part two, Russia's dark arts and occult symbolism. And today, we're going to get into the juicy stuff. Sexual mystics, black magic, manipulating the truther movement. It's all here. You already listened to part one, I'm sure. So we're not going to rehash all of that. But basically, we were laying... Yeah, well, this is just like... shout out Rock and Roll Witch, Space Witch. This is just like when I said, I'm not calling Kanye Ye. Then I said, I'll call him Ye. Yeah, we're going to talk about part one. We talked about Putin and a lot of the behaviors that seem to be in line with a lot of the things the truther movement has beef with. Authoritarianism, cancel culture, censorship, state-ran media, banning fake news according to whatever they believe. There's no free speech over there. There's no such thing as a Russian conspiracy theorist. Nah, just kidding. I know, that's a very controversial statement. RT's full of conspiracy theories. But we talked about all these things. And then we talked about Putin's Rasputin, Alexander Dugin. This guy started this Eurasia party, and there was connections to Satanism, Gnostic mysticism, occultism, and conspiratology, and links to storming the Capitol. Not the American Capitol from Jan 6, the Ukrainian Capitol from 2014. So, with all that being said, let's get right into part two, where we talk about all of these dark energies, the sexual mystics, the Black Order of the SS, destroying American empire liberalisms through traditionalism. All the isms are here today. But let's start out with what could be the most controversial thing ever for whatever reason. I don't know why. I've always been a real open-minded guy that's willing to hear or say whatever. But I'm going to say it. I'm just going to come out and say it. Let's have a moment of honesty and clarity here. There is an observation I've made over my years that there's a truther to alt-right pipeline. And it happens, right? Truthers, they tend to shun progressiveness and progress and change because, rightfully so, we are, I'm going to lump myself in with all this, we are concerned with the changes that are being implemented. All right. Now, with all that being said, change is inevitable. You must change. You have to change or die. But, you know, because I think ultimately they're taking us to the digital matrix. That's the end game, which I don't want to do that. But that's where we're going. And, you know, what are we to do? Like the Unabomber, right? A Luddite, anti-technology, but he took it too far. I actually read his manifesto. He didn't have bad ideas. I just didn't like the way he carried it out, right? His tactics were obviously not good. But we need to tread carefully as a truther community because that could be why we get such high degrees of censorship, because it's dangerous philosophies, it's dangerous ideas. And is it dangerous because it goes against what the Illuminati wants, or is it dangerous because some people hear this and they go, they take that hard right into, you know, denying the Holocaust and being an anti-Semite and being a bigot, and, you know, the list goes on and on. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about Alex Jones. Alexander Dugin praised Alex Jones, right? Back in 2017, I'm going to read to you from this website here. Alex Jones, who runs the conspiracy site Infowars.com, said he appeared on the Orthodox Skargrad Network. It's a Russian television network, apparently. In late December, and was showered in praise. This is back in 2017, okay? And Alex Jones was showered in praise by its editorial director, Alexander Dugin. Quote, when you became truly celebrated in this new era of Donald Trump, I marveled at you, Dugin told Jones, according to a translation provided by Jones himself. The fact that such people as yourself, who embody such free and independent points of view, which are shared in reality by millions of people, Americans and worldwide, and millions of Russian people, how you became a hero of this campaign. Dugin, who endorsed Trump's run for presidency in March, allegedly went on to call Jones a true American man who told the truth while everyone else lied. But here's the thing about Dugin. He isn't all he seems. He's got a very occult nature, which we will prove today. But he wrote a whole book about destroying the American empire, all right? He's not friendly to America. He's not friendly to liberalism. He says stuff like this, but he doesn't mean it. He's using the Truther movement to plant seeds of their wacky alt-right, white boy summer, white supremacy-esque, Aryan-esque vibes. Because the Truther movement is susceptible to this kind of thinking, because we're the only ones that are trying to think outside the box and introducing different conspiratorial ideas. And when you go down the path, sometimes these wackos want, you know, like Hitler wanted to bring in the Anunnabi, the freaking Aryan master race nonsense. Now, if you go to dystopiandeath.com/blog/Putin is bad, we talked about that in part one for briefly, but this website, they've got Dugin, video proof that Dugin is reading from Aleister Crowley. Again, I mean, like, I don't know how many red flags have to exist for the Truther movement to finally say, you know what, all the things we've been complaining about, it's all here. And to be fair, like, some are. Like, it's not every single Truther is co-opting the Russia thing. It's just the overall sentiment I catch here and there. Anyhow, let's talk about this reading. I would play it for you, but you probably don't speak Russian. I definitely don't speak Russian. But what he's actually reading from, I did a little homework on it. He's reading Liber 8:13. And according to Hermetic.com's syllabus of what each book was for, Liber, right, means book, says 8:13 is given to the philosophists as the foundation of the highest practical Kabbalah. Now, what's curious is it goes through several other books that are used for each degree of initiation, from like the beginner neophyte, the aspirant, and such. 8:13 is for the highest level initiate, which I would argue that's maybe what Dugin is. We're talking about the highest level of initiate in the dark arts here. And if you look up Liber 8:13, it says, this book is an account of the hexagram and method of reducing it to the unity and beyond, class AB. So there you go. Illuminate confirmed Dugin. Now, if you had doubts about Dugin being into some of these dark arts, even though he's reading Aleister Crowley's book, which is fine. I read Aleister Crowley's book. I'm not into the dark arts. Let's refer back to the book I was referencing in part one. Let me get the title for you. It's by the guy. His name is James Heiser. He's the author of The American Empire Should Be Destroyed. And we're going to read from it here. I paraphrased. So basically, it talks about how Dugin in 1980 joined this thing called the Yazinsky Circle, which is a group from the 1960s founded by a Russian mystic named Yuri Mamliev, who would later collaborate with Dugin on this Arcto Gaia. If you recall from the bonus episode we did about the witch hex on Putin, we talked about Arcto Gaia. It was a publishing house based on Aryan philosophy and Guido von List from the Nazi party was a part of that. Anyway, so again, it's like not far off. It's like, I think David Icke talked about the left and the right. It's a circle. It's not a spectrum. And the left and right both end up with an authoritarian, nutty-ass, Aryan, northern land philosophy, I guess. But this Yuri Mamliev guy, this Russian mystic, he ended up really weird. Again, these are all massive rabbit holes that probably are worth looking into. He moved to the U.S. to teach at Cornell for a few years, then to France, and then back to Russia. All right? But Yuri Mamliev would eventually go on to be called a representative of the aesthetics of evil. And he wrote some novels, and they describe it as scenes of human perversion and degradation. Now, I'm a real weirdo, right? And I see these words and I'm like, I want to learn more about perversion and degradation because I want to see what this guy's talking about. So I found there a couple of this guy's novels. One novel is called The Sublimes, and I couldn't get a copy of it. It was sold out everywhere, or maybe there's no English version or whatever. But I found this website that talked about it. Wait till you hear this. In the 1960s, a secret circle of philosophers met in the Moscow apartment of Yuri Mamliev. They called themselves sexual mystics, opposing the cultural restrictions of the official regime with drunken orgies, occult rituals, and black magic. Fyodor Sonov, anti-hero of Mamliev's groundbreaking novel Shatuni, is a serial killer driven by metaphysical angst, as if with each murder I were solving a puzzle, in quotes. On the third page, he kills a stranger, then sits down to eat his sandwiches and tells the corpse about his life. Which is very reminiscent of the house that Jack built. That's the kind of gross stuff that was in that movie. There are fairy tale elements, lonely cabins, giant axes, hidden gold, but the novel as a whole is a uniquely bewildering exploration of life, death, and insanity. The English title, The Sublimes, here's where we get into that part, all right? The Sublimes refers to a grotesque gang which gathers in a village near Moscow. They are obsessed with the idea of seeking a divine truth. Sounds very similar. But they look for it in the bowels of the human psyche. One character cultivates, quote, on his scrawny, sinewy body, various colonies of fungi, herpes, and pustules, which he scraped off and ate. A dying man thinks he's a chicken. A woman drinks the blood of live cats. Another eats chocolate cake off a diseased corpse. There are sweating eunuchs, mad gravediggers, and a solipsist who caresses himself until, quote, his entire body seemed to be gushing sperm. It makes Margarita at Satan's Ball look like child's play, even if Mamliev shares Bulgakov's fascination with human depravity. Now, ironically, this Mamliev guy, his dad died in the gulag. And the article goes on to talk about how his works are almost anti-Soviet Union. But sticking to the story of Dugin and his occult initiation, he hooked up with Mamliev's group, this Yuzinski Circle. And in the 70s, the Yuzinski Circle started calling itself the Black Order of the SS. And it was described as, quote, drunken debauchery mingled with Nazi fetishism. So there's like another link. You had the Guido von List, Northern Land publishing deal that Dugin was a part of. Now you got this. So how far off from Hitler is all this really? And this is where Dugin picked up the traditionalism doctrine. Is in this, in the Black Order of the SS, formerly known as the Yuzinski Circle. And it subscribed, get this, very much the traditionalism argument, it subscribes to the idea that we need to burn the world down because it's so evil. It's a very Gnostic idea. Like at the end of part one, we talked about Gnosticism because that's kind of the passion behind all this. So when he's praising Alex Jones, he's lying. he doesn't appreciate free speech and the American liberalism that we give to for free speech. He's against that. He wants to burn it all down and have an authoritarian traditionalism state, because ultimately it's for the greater good. Like I was, the metaphor I'm using in the first part is, he's like, hey, you know what's bad? The wet ass pussy song. Let's get rid of it. And while we're at it, we're going to tell you what music to listen to. You can't have it. You can't have it both ways, right? Sometimes, and that's why I'm anti-cancel culture. You can't cancel things. You just can't. I think Joe Rogan said it best. You don't combat bad speech with canceling. You counter it with good speech. I don't know if that's what something to that effect. I'm paraphrasing, all right? It's too much in my brain. Now, I'm going to keep reading to you from Heiser's book, because he's still talking about the Black Order of the SS, a.k.a. the Uzinski Circle. In this circle, Golovin, he's the leader of the circle after Mamleev left to go to the U.S. to teach at Cornell, all right? Still talking about the Black Order of the SS. The guy running it is named Golovin. So Golovin was progressively propagating occultism, esotericism, the integral traditional works of René Guénon and other authors, and later conservative revolutionary and fascist classics. Golovin's faction was characterized by a philosophy of denial of the surrounding reality as something evil, hostile, erroneous, and artificial. As soon as the modern world was diagnosed as chaotic and decadent, his followers started asking themselves when exactly the humanity had strayed from God and what needed to be done to return to the golden age. Boom. There you have it. It's the same story over and over. These occult fantasies of this new world order, this great reset, this great work, the golden age. This is what the real truth is behind all this. So Dugin's hanging out with the Black Order of the SS. They're talking about the golden age and how we left the, you know, this, we left the eternal white boy summer Handmaid's Tale fantasy world, and we need to bring it back to that because it's too much chaos now, right? So they want to bring the order out of the chaos. There's always a balance of law and order and chaos, and you got to balance them, but they're like, no, we need all law and order, you know? Oops, all cops or whatever. Oops, all intelligence agencies. You know, they're down for that. That's the kind of world they want. You worried about surveillance now? Wait till you get the occultists digging through your email here. This flavor of occultism, right? Like I always say, not all the occultists are bad. Now, I think, what do I think about all this? As if you care what I think. I think this is all a grand deception. It's to get the truthers to support the great work. It's quite the chess move, I believe. I think that they know the power of podcasting. I mean, look at the heat Joe Rogan caught. Joe Rogan's pulling in way more listeners than the mainstream media. Imagine the power the mainstream media wants to have. They want to control Joe Rogan's narrative. They want to control all of our narratives. You know, Alex Jones is right. He talks about like the battles for your mind. That's the truth. It's the truth. And Dugin proclaimed, "The American Empire must be destroyed." That's a quote. Make no mistakes about this. Traditionalism is the philosophy of René Guénon and Julius Evola, and Dugin supports it. And he learned this in the Black Order of the SS. They are, I mean, think about the Ted Kaczynski Unabomber types. Modernity is the ultimate evil to these folks. They say, oh my God, American democracy, the Western values is ultimate evil. Look at what they allow happen on their TV, and their entertainers are doing crazy stuff. We need to burn it all down. That's what they think. And if you don't believe me, Dugin's Fourth Political Power book says this, and I quote, "Modernity and its ideological basis, individualism, liberal democracy, capitalism, consumerism, and so on, are the cause of the future catastrophe of humanity." Now, there's shades of gray in there. I kind of think there's elements of consumerism that are the future catastrophe of humanity. But let's keep moving. And the global domination of the Western lifestyle is the reason for the final degradation of the Earth. The West is approaching its terminus, and we should not let it drag the rest of us down into the abyss with it. You hear that Nietzschean sort of phrase, Nietzschean Crowley language there? Tradition, religion, hierarchy, family. Now let's pause. I'm going to read the sentence and then reread it. Tradition, religion, hierarchy, and family and its values were overthrown at the dawn of modernity. What do you think they want the world to look like? You know, we have this separation of church and state in America, or at least we're supposed to. I live in Utah, and it's very questionable if that's happening here. But it's fine. I love them. I love the Mormons. I love them. They're great. They're great people. It's a good state. You know, it's a good state to live in, to be fair. But religion, hierarchy, and family, that goes against a lot of the civil rights ideas. Hierarchy, what's the hierarchy? Who determines who the royal bloodlines are? Is it white cisgender males? Is that who's the highest end of the hierarchy? Should we take away the rights for women to vote? Should we take away the rights for black men to vote? That's what I would argue they want to take it to. But they say all those values were overthrown at the dawn of modernity. You know, things were so great at thousands of years ago when they'd cut your hand off for stealing or whatever. These people are crazy. I'm going to keep reading. This is still from Dugan's book. All three political theories were conceived as artificial ideological constructions by people who comprehended in various ways the death of God, Nietzsche, the disenchantment of the world, Weber, and the end of the sacred. This was the core of the new era of modernity. Man came to replace God, philosophy and science replaced religion, and the rational, forceful, and technological constructs took the place of revelation. So you could see how easily this folds into the conspiracy movement, because a lot of those ideas are things that I say that I support. I do believe that they want man to replace God. I do think that science is replacing religion. Do I want to take it here, though? No, I don't think so. I think it's a bad call, because you're just asking for another authoritarian to take away your freedoms, because they're like, oh, it's going to be so great. I'm going to make this perfect world, and you're all going to worship God the way he should be worshipped. I'm not joking when I say it's Handmaid's Tale. It's exactly what it is. And you can see there's a fine line between conspiracy talk and what Dugan is speaking of here, because he's not, like I said, he's not entirely wrong, right? Just as Ted Kaczynski wasn't entirely wrong. But just like the Great Reset, are these the people you really want to be the architects of the new world? When I read through the Great Reset books in our 6-part Great Reset series, I talked about how some of their ideas I'm actually cool with. But do I trust the 1,000 richest corporations that comprise the World Economic Forum to be the ones to responsibly divvy out the goods? No. Hell no. These people are psychotic. And the same goes for this. This is like the spiritual approach. I don't want Dugan and Putin telling me what I should do, or a woman what to do with her body. Get the hell out of here with that. You know what I mean? Maybe I want to listen to the wet ass pussy. I don't know. these traditionalists, they subscribe to a thing called, I'm going to mispronounce it, Prisca Theologia. And it's an ancient theology, well, like a perennial philosophy of this one true source. So even their religion, even if you wanted to be like, you know what, that Dugan and Putin, they're sure are right. We need to go back to conservative Christian values. That ain't what they believe in either. That ain't what they believe in. They believe in Prisca Theologia, which is perennial philosophy. It's the one true source religion, which ties into Gnosticism and Rosicrucianism. This is not a Christian fundamental religion. They're using, just like the truth movement, they're using them to advance their agenda. Because once they get into the power, they can flip the switch. And now we're in the black order of the SS, Gnostic, satanic stuff. And just like the Gnostics, they believe in, oh, you know, religions are divinely inspired. And that God's not this God in the clouds, Abrahamic faiths have wrong. It's this woo-woo universal thing, right? And if you dig into traditionalism, aka perennialism, like how that overlaps there, you go back to this guy, Marsilio Ficino. He was a Catholic scholar in the 1500s. Now, this guy believed in the idea of Hermes Trismegistus, that he was the pagan version of Moses. And we've talked about Hermes many times. Hermes, of course, being the Thoth, the god of alchemy, the one that gave man all the secret knowledge, the secret wisdom of alchemy, how man could become God. But back then, the alchemy and the demon channeling was condemned, right? Then comes along Cosimo de' Medici, the Medici family, which, by the way, Snoop Dogg on Twitter, he goes by the name Cosimo de' Medici. Anyway, Cosimo established a Platonic academy where he had Ficino translate the writings of Hermes, because when you get into the occult, there's always this linkage back to Plato's Republic, Neoplatonic ideas, Kabbalah, all that stuff. Quote, beginning with Ficino, a fundamental tenet of what would later become traditionalism entered Western thought, that different religions were divinely inspired, with various heathen nations receiving their own salvific revelations from God. Ficino sought to fundamentally alter the Christian concept of the relationship between Christian doctrine and other religions. So that's the roots of this traditionalism. And then you have René Guénon, this major influence up into the 1930s. After that, the traditionalist philosophy ripples through European fascism, and they called it a form of revolt. Quote, for Guénon, the transformation of the individual through initiation was the means for the transformation of the West as a whole through the influence of the elite. They're doing a mass, and this is the exact conspiracy theory we always talk about with symbolism in movies and all this crap. It's a mass initiation. They're leading us down this path. Just like 2001 A Space Odyssey showed us, the alchemical process. It says, Evola and Guénon sought to destroy 2,000 years of Christianity in all of Europe so they could do restoration of the individual by means of transformation of society through fascism and authoritarianism. So all this traditionalism talk, they're deceiving because they make you think like, oh, it's like Christian conservative values. Yeah, this is great. Not at all. Not even close. So Dugin, and by extension Putin, are not Christian. If you go down this line of thinking. And I know a lot of people say, but Isaac, you know, Putin's Orthodox Christian, which is, I'm Greek Orthodox, right? Well, it's not true. I'm here to tell you, they're putting on a show. I mean, obviously, I don't know. I don't know Putin. Maybe he's the greatest Christian ever. I'm going to read you from Heiser's book. Quote, Western interpreters of Dugin have often been shocked by the occult character of his view of the world. As Allensworth observed, if one is orthodox, then one believes orthodoxy to be the truth. How can Dugin reconcile that with his practically universalistic views? And they're talking about the perennial philosophy there, right? In Dugin's philosophy, orthodoxy is only one of many possible paths to the realization of tradition. That is to say nothing of Dugin's fascination with the occult, including Satanism, and the postmodern quality of Dugin's eclectic philosophy, including European geopolitics and strategy, Gnostic mysticism, occultism, traditionalism, and his advocacy of leftist fascism and rightist communism. Oh my God. All the isms are here. Yeah, and that's the truth, right? With orthodoxy, they a lot of people in orthodoxy are very clear that they believe that if you're not an orthodox Christian, you're going to hell. Like, I don't know how they know this. I'm not a theologian. But that's the claim. They claim that this is the one true faith, I get it. It's a nice story to be like, look, I think as long as you're a good person, you're going to make it to heaven. And that's almost the attitude I have about things. But if you really subscribe to the Orthodox faith, they don't believe that. They think it's like, no, you're going to hell. Oh, are you a Baptist? You're going to hell. Oh, are you Mormon? You're going to hell. I mean, that's not all of the Orthodoxy subscribes to that, but I've heard that many times in various book clubs and such, reading some of these works from the monks and Father Seraphim Rose. That line of thinking really exists in the Orthodox faith. So for Dugin, who seems like a very spiritual guy, to say Orthodoxy is only one of many possible paths to God, no, not true. Not true according to old school Orthodox views, right? Now look, in conclusion, let's wrap it up. Now, I am unapologetically Team America on all this, all right? I'm Team Democracy. And like I always say, capitalism, right? Capitalism and consumerism. A lot of this is bad stuff. There's a lot of bad things that fall out from capitalism. There's winners and losers. There's exploitation that has to happen. I don't know what the better option is. Communism seems to lead to dictatorships all the time. And it sure is nice having freedom. So what's the answer? What's the solution? I don't know. Maybe this is the best thing we got going. Now, but with the Russia-Ukraine thing, it's possible there are some weird psyops involved in all of this. Of course, right? And these are massive topics. And on some level, it requires actual experts to know more about a lot of the background info. I just pieced a few thoughts together, ran them down, and it seems to check out, but that doesn't necessarily make it the truth. Look into it for yourself. I just wanted to provide a counter opinion to what seems to me to be a building echo chamber of truthers almost defending Putin or making light of it or trying to be like, oh, America's the bad guy in all this. And it's like, yo, I see bombs dropping on apartments and hospitals. Who's dropping those bombs? That's the bad guy. And with all that being said, right, there's a lot of truthers I respect and consider friends that, I don't know, but they seem to be a little more friendly with Russia than I would ever be, right? Like Alex Jones, right? I like Alex Jones. He's cool, but we disagree here, as well as in many other places, you know, because that's why I don't listen to him, because it's like I disagree with a lot of stuff he's into. But you know what? That's the beauty of America. We have a democracy, and we're allowed to have different viewpoints. And it's important that we get to share them. And under this crazy occult plan, they don't want that kind of thinking. I mean, they're already doing it in Russia. They're already saying you can't have alternate points of view. It's illegal to talk about things that the state doesn't sponsor through their state-sponsored media. So to defend any of that is like nothing I would ever do. No way. Now, another idea, just to throw different conspiracies out, is that everything going on is part of some weird globalization push, which it could be, right? I'm down for that. I get that. All the Twitter bots, all the fighting on social media, the Orange Revolution tactics, agent saboteurs could all lead to this. They've got a higher calling to deceive us into this perfected world, this global new world order. How do you stop this fighting? Well, you get everybody in the new world order, maybe. I don't know. So there's room for that theory, too. But I wanted to talk about all the occult stuff because I couldn't help but see it. It kept popping up, and I thought, man, we got to talk about this. In fact, I'll plug my 2020 interview with Professor Ben Teitelbaum. He's the one that put me on to all this stuff. I had no idea what any of these things were or the names involved here because you don't hear any of this stuff on the regular news. And it's shocking. It's scary stuff. You told me the Black Order of the SS is behind all this? That's terrifying. And speaking of why we're doing a little fear-mongering, another scary idea is this nuclear war option, which has occult ideas too. If you look at the work of James Selby Downard and Michael Hoffman, in their books they talk about these occult alchemical fantasies of destruction of primordial matter with the atomic testing at Hornado del Muerto, the road of the death in America, right? New Mexico? Yeah. So yeah, a lot to unpack here. This was just, I'm throwing my two cents in there since everyone's talking about this. But yeah, I'm off to find some potassium iodide K1 pills. If you have any, hit me up. I can't find any. I got the duct tape. I got the 4-ply plastic. I just need the potassium iodide pills. But yeah, thanks for listening. I'm curious how this will be received, this show. I know a lot of these ideas are not accepted in the truther world by everyone. Some people do, right? Some people are out there talking about this stuff. But I don't do geopolitics, right? But I'm putting my neck out a little bit here. So, you know, if you like the show, you know how to support it. I got the 3 supporter platforms. I got the patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. I got the IlluminatiWatcher.com VIP section. And then I got the Rockfin channel. The link is always in the show notes. You can go to allmylinks.com/IsaacW. And check out all the things. I got links to shirts and books and boner jams, music playlist. Oh, it's so great. Check it out. Thanks for listening. Thanks for considering these very controversial ideas. I know I'm always crapping on the right wing. I'm crapping on the Trumpers and the Putins. I get it, right? And I think it's because the truth movement is always and continuously crapping on the left. You know what I mean? Like for every 20 Hillary Clinton shows, I feel like you need to have one Trump show. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to balance it out a little bit. I don't trust none of these politicians. They're all a bunch of wackos, if you ask me. Okay. All right. Thanks for listening. That's my diatribe. Till next time, stay woke.